And welcome to Dancast, episode 77. Today is June 7th, 2015, and today Dan welcomes his guest, Nobody. Nobody's ever come on a Dancast in over 400 years, but we'll have fun anyway. Enjoy Dancast episode 77, perhaps with your favorite drink, or perhaps your finest champagne, and enjoy your caviar and other bourgeoisie dishes, as you should be, because this is the new opening for Dancast, and it's a much more sophisticated program than it has ever been before. Enjoy! Are you still listening? I hope so, because Dan is currently working on his topics of discussion. Today's topics may include things such as pornography. Pornography and politics and music. It's a new approach to the typical Dancast, which is also inclusive of topics like that. Don't touch the dial! I swear to you, the show will begin any moment. It will happen. Is that you? Are you sneaking out of the room? I told you not to leave. I begged and pleaded for you not to leave, but here you are. You continue to fuck with the Dancast, and we shall not be permitted. You'll be missing out! You will be missing out! If you leave the room! If you change the tracks! Oh, settle down now. Buckle in. And you will enjoy the show. I promise you, when it begins, it shall titillate your senses. Where are you going? Please come back! Dan will... come back. I plead with you. Sit. Please see seated. Perhaps put on some headphones. And enjoy. Don't we worry about it. Please. Stop. Stop. Sit down. As I said before, you may find the topics arousing to your senses. Ah, now you're interested. In that case, we shall begin the show. All right, it is Dancast, episode 77 for June 7th, 2015. All that could have been, that could have been the entire beginning part, and then I had to do skip. How are y'all doing? I see no activity, which is fine because of the amount of things that have been going on in everybody's life. I feel like I apologize for everyone's lack of things, and I shouldn't at all do that because it makes people, you know, you guys have your own shit. You guys got your own life. I have just concluded the show that I was in, and I am now a civilian. I am back into civilian life, and this is my first full Sunday in a bit. Well, I've had Sundays before. I was, like I mentioned, I was going from work to these rehearsals and then talking like a lawyer and being a toilet lawyer. And now I am back at a computer and my microphone talking. Today's topics. What do I have for you guys today? In general, I think the show went very well. I want to take a few months off now because I barely had, as far as being in rehearsals, I'm still at work. I still have a jib, so I'm not going to be taking time off from that. Unless, I don't know, I'm like in the beginning of summer vacation idea stuff. One idea is to go up to Canada, see what that's like. All I really want is sunshine and oysters. I haven't had an oyster in years, and I would like to sit down at an oyster bar with the beer and eat some oysters. They say oysters are an aphrodisiac, so, you know, next time you come over, we'll have some oysters together and, fuck. The, I hope no one ever hears me ever on this thing. I have a few topics. One thing I want to talk about with you guys is Rambo, because I have never seen First Blood, and I watched it for the very first time about a week ago, and it was very, what is the word? I found it to be different from the sorts of things that came up when I was a kid. When I was a kid, Rambo was the shit because he had a fucking gun and Stallone slides there all fucking pumped up shooting a fucking gun. And all you ever saw, it was like explosions and war is cool. But then you watch First Blood and that's like the total opposite message. I expected, like, having not come into Rambo from the typical chronological order, my reputation, my knowledge of Rambo was like, you send this guy in, and he's a fucking one-man wrecking machine, and but that's not at all what First Blood is about. First Blood is this guy, he's got post-traumatic stress disorder, he's a drifter, he's trying to get, these people are trying to kick him out of his town, and he ain't having it. Rambo goes fucking apeshit. That's the whole premise of the movie. Rambo goes apeshit and has to be taken out. And he won't be taken down so easily. And there's some of the final moments in the movie. You gotta watch it if you haven't seen it, but it's just very striking. It goes completely against the grain on what I had considered Rambo to be. Rambo First Blood is about post-traumatic stress disorder and how horrific war can be. That said, I still think that some wars are justifiable, but it still sucks. And Rambo's proof of that, ladies and gentlemen. And subsequent Rambos, the plot is more like how I remember Rambo being when I was in when I was a child. Not that I was watching Rambo movies as a kid. Not that I've ever seen any Rambo movies as a kid. I had the Rambo Nintendo game where they sent, you know, you're supposed to free POWs or something. So they send Rambo in, and I guess all turns out well. Didn't turn out well for Brian Dennehy, I can tell you that. Or did it? I don't remember. Brian Dennehy's in the first Rambo. So check out Rambo. Rambo! You know what else I saw was, or I didn't watch it all the way through, but there's this movie called Hot Girls Wanted, and it's about these teenage girls, like they just turned 18, and they find work on Craigslist for being amateur porn stars. So this is for, young talent who they just do webcam shows and do the pornographic movies and things like that. They all fly into like Miami or someplace, and basically the girls in this movie live with this guy. Guy's got a fucking harem, basically. And then they all try to get started in the porn industry. And it follows one girl, and having not watched the entire movie, I think I gave up like after 40 minutes. I'm like, I think I get the gist of this. The idea is that these girls are being manipulated into a life of sin, debauchery. Not sin, because it's not religious at all, but it is showing, there is a spin on it, like these girls are being taken advantage of. And it's strange because, you know, as a society, we have come together and said, 18-year-old girls should be able to make their own decisions. They're adults, and if they want to star in pornographic films, they should be able to, and why should we stop them? And then you watch this movie, and you're like, no, not at all. They're completely not capable of making their own decisions. age, regardless of age. It's such a cognitive dissonance is the word. It's a strange thing to be thinking of, but if you believe that these girls are being taken advantage of, then you believe that they should not be, they cannot make their own decisions. There was a post on reason.com, I'll link to it, that was about that sort of thing. Like, why should you feel guilty that supposedly they're being taken advantage of? Because they're adults. If they want to go into Miami and have sex on film, then they should be, then what's your fucking beef? It's not your decision, it's their decision. I've heard this before, even with like, I was listening to another podcast where guys talked about how he used to be a pimp, and his point was, he doesn't do it anymore, but his point was that some girls go into this sort of thing because they need the money, and other girls actually like doing it. I shouldn't say girls. Do you find that offensive, ladies, when I refer to girls? I know that I'm really talking about full-grown women, supposedly. They're not, no one's full-grown at 18. At 18, you're not a full-grown man. But he was talking about, the guest on this podcast was talking about the same thing, like, how pimping ain't easy, I think was his thing, his main message. And so he gave it up. And he takes whatever his cut is because he's got a man. It sounds, when you say it out loud, you're like, that's not right. But, you know, other managers take whatever their cut is, 30%, something like that. So why should pimping be any different? I've seen this thing before. You know, I talked about Reason.com. Reason is a libertarian magazine. I don't agree with it a lot or all the time, but I try to consider that, you know, I try to read up on that point of view. And the point against that philosophy I've heard before is just from the conservative. This is why conservatives don't get along with libertarians, supposedly, is because conservatives go, watch what happens when you legalize everything is bad, like drugs, like prostitution and all these things. And watch how fast society declines is kind of their viewpoint. Like as if there's no such thing as victimless crimes. Even in porn, sounds like I know a lot about porn today, doesn't it? They take, you know, supposedly every precaution, I guess disregard the fact that they try to get around things like using condoms on film, but supposedly they take every precaution, like everyone gets tested for STDs and HIV, but porn stars still get HIV, and there are still HIV scares. You know, there's some things you can't protect against, even if you're taking those precautions. So is that a really a victimless crime? Is it pointless? Because the industry will, that industry, I love, that's something you'll also notice when in this movie, Hot Girls Wanted, is that people will, what is the word, whitewash what they're actually doing. What they're actually doing is fucking and sucking on film, and what they talk about is breaking into the industry, you know? They will try to sugarcoat it and say the, I don't know, you hear that across every other profession too, like, what industry are you in? But they don't come out and say the porn industry. Man, did I have a lot to discuss this week? I guess not. I am interested in seeing what happens with Apple Music. Apple Music is supposedly the Apple iTunes streaming service that's going to be announced tomorrow and out by the end of the month. The interesting thing is that when we were growing up, when I was a boy, there was such an identity based upon the music that you listen to. And now no one cares. I don't think, or do they? I don't know. Young girls, well, young girls like shit like Taylor Swift. And young guys, I don't know. But, supposedly this will be announced at like $10 a month and you'll be able to listen to whatever you want, which is the way it should be. I'm coming around to it. I used to think, you know, just buy whatever you want, but there's just so much stuff out there. There, if you go on iTunes, there's $20 million, $29 buy buttons looking at you in the face. You just can't deal with it, so you don't. So you'd rather pay your 10 bucks a month and just get whatever you want, which is probably the right approach. The issue is going to be people aren't going to be willing to pay that much because they're anchored, I think, at what? How much did you buy? How many CDs did you buy a year? 10, let's say. Back when CDs were fucking $16. That's $160 your budget going to music a year. And now, if that was you and you were buying a lot of stuff, now it's reduced to $120 and you have the entire, like, everything available to you. Not everything. I hope they work out some other issues there as far as like your own collection stuff. But if you never bought CDs and you only listen to the radio, there's no advantage. Why should you sign up? So that's why I'm interested to see what do they do to solve that part? How do they intend to make money off that? Because not everyone's going to be just like willing to subscribe. And if you did want to subscribe, you could have been on Spotify for a few years now. And I like Spotify. I feel like iTunes, as much as everyone hates iTunes, I don't even know if they'll have iTunes anymore. And they might just, it'll be a odd thing. I'm wondering if they'll just shut down the iTunes brand and just have Apple Music. But they got to have some sort of transitionary period. Boy. Wow, this is a lot quicker. You know what happened is I put all this stupid energy into my intro because I thought it would be funny. Have I done anything interesting this week? Nope, I'm looking through things online, trying to find out if I have anything worth talking about, and I don't. So maybe this will be a short episode this week, which is fine. It's okay. About it. Wow, is that it? All right. Well, I hope you all have a great fucking Sunday. I'm going to be out of here in about an hour to go see the theater group I'm in. They're doing a staged reading. So I'm going to check that out and then have a regular Sunday thing. Hot Girls Wanted and Rambo. That's the name of the show, isn't it? All right. Take care. I'll talk to you later. This was fucking worthless, wasn't it?